welcome back to our Shawa Soul. I am Jen.
And I am Jen. Hello.
Hello. No, you're not. You're Jen. I'm Jen.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're going to confuse people. I'm Jen, and she is Jen.
No.
And we are here for Onu.
We are here for Jinky, the chicken man. He likes his drumsticks. Like I like my drumsticks. So one for each hand. Sorry.
We just finished recording our music video reaction.
Yes.
So for Circle.
Circles.
Uh-huh.
Circle.
Circle. So go check that out.
Please.
But we are here to do a album listen of his first full-length album, Circle.
Yes.
And if you've listened to our album listens before, we don't play any of the music on here. You should go and listen to the music, you know, yourself.
Yep.
From, you know, Spotify or iTunes or wherever you listen to your music.
Or his actual album.
Or his actual album. We're just going to do a discussion. So basically, we're going to watch a lyric video, not on air, on our own time, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss the song.
Yes.
So we're going to be going over 9 songs. There's 10 songs on his album, but because we already did Circle already, we're just going to do the 9 songs.
Correct.
So our first song is called Cough.
Cough?
Yeah, like...
Liar. Ooh, figure.
So, I guess we will get started. And okay. We'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, the cough kind of makes me like, okay, the season comes around when I lost you.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask me how I'm doing, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to, it's really difficult to match up English lyrics with Korean.
Yeah.
And I wish when whoever does transpose them into English leaves where the English words are in contents, if you follow what I'm
saying. Yeah, they sometimes run the sentences together.
Yeah, because when he says cough at the end of a statement, I think that's where the cough should be when you do the English lyrics. Because to me, the cough would be like, yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah. You know, like, you know, whatever. Why are you bothering me? You broke my heart, you know? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your heart? You know?
Yeah.
It's just, that's the vibe that I got. It's really nice. He's got such a lovely voice.
He does.
I mean, I can sit and listen to him, like, all day long.
I mean, I have a feeling, I mean, this we're only 2 songs in, you know, right. Circle and this song.
Yeah.
But it's definitely very easy, chill listening music, right?
Yeah.
And he, again, like with Circle, he's using a lot of, like, words that are about nature.
Right.
When I heard the song, it made me think of, like, you know, when you're separate from somebody, whether it's a breakup or whatever, maybe you're married and you're separating or you're just completely, like, not together anymore.
Right.
It's almost like you have an illness.
Yeah.
So, like, when that time of year comes around, you're just like melancholy, and
right.
It's like it's almost like saying like that this how you're like not over that person is
right.
Kind of like an illness, and until you get over the person, you will be basically sick, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I
you're
took
still
it.
Sick in love,
right?
Yeah.
And the way that the lyrics were, it was kind of hard to tell. I wasn't sure if it was him or if he was referring to the other person being the one that was like not over him. It was kind of hard to
right.
tell because of the way they were using you and I.
Right, right. That's why I
yeah.
wish they would just line it up
uh-huh.
with, you know, per statement. Like, so when he says one line, make that English
right,
lyric
right.
match that line. And if he uses English at the end of the line, make sure you write it and that it's in the right
mm-hmm,
tempo
mm-hmm, yeah.
and that it hits with that English word on the end.
Right,
that
right.
way we could keep it with the flow and we kind of get the more just of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but yeah. That's only because we took music and then, you know. Don't mind me. I'm grumpy today.
All right, so moving on. We're going to do Rain on Me next. So we're going to go listen and then we'll be back.
Yes.
So, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Mm, thank you for making me cry, Jinky.
It's sad in a beautiful way.
Yeah. But it's still sad.
Yeah, it's still sad. But the way it's sung, you know.
He's got a beautiful voice. Oh my God, that where he's scaled up.
Yes, I like the breathy tone of that chorus.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like that's like the best part of the song.
Yes. So angelic.
You know, the whole like rain on me or whatever that.
Yeah.
Real breathy sound.
Yes, yes, yes,
as he's going up.
But, yeah. It's almost like this song was written for someone.
Yeah.
And, remembering.
But also wanting to almost kind of, I don't want to say wallow, but kind of like being okay to sit in the sadness.
Yeah. He wanted it to rain on him. He cry on him, you know, like, it's like, don't hold back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever the song was for is going through something very emotional. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it goes really well with the album, just like the other two songs.
Yes, it does.
Very water.
There's definitely a water element here
with this song, but again, it's matching that natural vibe. So
yeah.
So I guess we will move on to the next song. The next song is Caramel. So the next song is Caramel or Caramel, however you want to say that.
Caramel. Depends on where you're from. Caramel.
We'll be back.
Yes, we'll be back. Oh, that was cute. Scat in there.
It was jazzy.
It was very jazzy. The little bit of the scat that was in there, I think it was more instrumental scat.
I don't know who it was either.
I don't know who it was. It wasn't Onu because it didn't light up that it was, unless the person didn't know it was Onu.
Yeah.
But it could have been. But I also, it scat with, it. There was an instrument that was kind of scatting with it. It's very cute.
It is a cute. It's a cute song. It's a happy song.
It's very happy. And he wants to go up higher.
Uh-huh.
Fly to the sky.
And it makes me want to have candy.
And the person's sweet like caramel.
Yeah, just ignore us.
Do 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 do. Definitely got that. La 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 la.
Yeah, it is that really light, jazzy kind of. Yeah. I didn't like the rap, I'll be honest.
No.
I just didn't think it went with the song.
I didn't think it needed it.
It didn't. And to be honest, I didn't actually like the rap itself. Like just the way he rapped, I didn't like it.
It's not Key, it's not Miho. It's not a shiny.
It's thing. Not, but, like, sometimes raps go really well. Like, yeah. Even if I'm not a big fan of rap, but, like, every once in a while there'll be somebody who, like, does a really good job with the rap. It wasn't really.
Well, I think there's different styles of rap.
Yes,
and I think this, since this was kind of a jazzy with a bit of scat
in it.
That the rap he was using probably could have been a little more lighter
in it. Yeah, bouncier maybe.
Yeah, a little more bouncier. But, I mean, the tone was good. The lyrics he was rapping was good.
Yeah.
But I just felt like the song just really didn't need it, period, because it's a jazz song.
Right, it's a jazzy, lighthearted song.
Song, right. Yeah. And, I don't know, it kind of... I hate to say this, but it did give me a little bit of a negative when he sang it.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
What came across, but I don't know if that's the translation, because I don't know if the person that did this is Korean or English when they translated this. So I think the line that I saw said something about, I'm not sure if that's how I made you feel or something like, I can't remember what it was, but it just, the line that I saw, it was kind of a negative sounding the way
right.
it looked. And so it didn't come up, but like I said, it could, because I'm reading English, right. I don't know Korean. And it's just, I don't know, it kind of threw me off.
Right.
So, and I'm not saying, you know, but this is my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I just didn't think it needed it. He was, yeah. Onu was good on his own.
Yes. So, you know, don't shoot the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
It's my own message.
So we're not going anywhere.
Huh?
That's the next song.
We're not going anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Anywhere.
Yep. We'll be back.
What? That was kind of cool.
It was.
That was really, he's not going anywhere,
y'all. No, he's not going anywhere.
And that's like how I tell someone, too.
It's a very reassuring song.
Yes, it is. It's nice to be reassured by people. You know, friends, family, loved ones. That you're there for them.
Yeah.
And you're not going anywhere. That if you need me, call me. I'll be there.
Right.
That's kind of like that Friends song.
But yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, it's a very supportive song. It's like, yeah, like having somebody there all the time.
Yeah.
At the beginning, the first couple, and there was like a line, I think, closer to the bridge too, but like, it's almost like he's reaching out to someone he wants to be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
But he's not sure if they want to be in a relationship. Same. And he's kind of like saying, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I'll be there for you no matter what. We could be friends. We could be friends with benefits. We could be lovers, whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter because I'm always going to be here for you.
Just be honest, too.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want, just be honest. There's nothing wrong with that. Integrity is everything. Mm-hmm. Without it, you have nothing.
Right.
Just saying. You know?
And you should always have a soft disco beat in the background when you're being honest.
Exactly. Because it gives you a good chance to groove. I'm not going anywhere.
And it makes people, you know, able to listen to the honesty better.
Yeah, well, you know.
They might even get groovy with it.
Well, yeah, because honesty is so much more positive. It's reassuring. But when you lie and you hide stuff, or you're not honest with yourself to speak the truth, it could hurt you and the person that you're trying to have a relationship with or trying to be friends with or trying to express something to. So, but it's really cute.
It's a very cute song. So next song is Paradise.
I live on Paradise Lane. I like this. I like a paradise.
So here we go.
Okie dokie. We'll be back. Oh my god, that was so cute!
It was. This is like Onu's version of a sexy song. This is like as sexy as he gets. It was cute, though.
It was cute.
Yeah.
He's talking about having someone take him to paradise.
Right, and the whole like fantasy and everything. It was cute.
It was very cute.
And it was very disco.
Yes, it was.
It reminded me of the Bee Gees. I don't know why. But it did.
It did! And he was almost like the one that sings in the high pitch.
Right.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
And they have this like cool little like, you know, like a disco music have this little background, like the little sparkly stuff going on in the background.
Yeah. It was just really cute.
It just made me smile, the whole song.
It made me think of somebody, so. Because he's my galaxy.
All right, so next song is Expectations.
Expectations? Mm-hmm. I hope you don't make them too high. You don't ever want to be disappointed.
You're probably going to be disappointed.
Oh, dang it.
All right, we'll be back.
Alrighty. See ya.
So we are back. Yes, the song is about disappointment.
Yes, it is. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's got a nice beat. His voice is nice. But the lyrics hurt me.
Yeah.
It's like you put expectations on people and you get your heart hurt. You get, you know, you put too much faith in someone and expectations in someone, and they're not either honest with you or they're not giving you the same back, and you get hurt and you keep doing it day mm-hmm. in and day out. Mm-hmm. I can so relate to this mm-hmm. song.
Yeah, it's also like expectations are put on by yourself. I got that yes. feeling like even if you're putting an expectation on someone else, you're the one creating the expectation.
Yes, you are.
So you're disappointing yourself in exactly. a sense. And that's kind of what I got from this exactly. song. And you also put expectations on yourself, literally. Yes. Like, yes. I expect to get this done, or I expect to be perfect, or this or that, right?
Yes.
And you're probably not going to live up to that.
Right.
And so you'll disappoint yourself as well. So it's like, there's this, regardless of whether it's you creating an expectation for yourself or whether you're creating an expectation for someone else, it's still your expectation. Yes. And you're probably going to be disappointed because...
Yes. Make them where they are in a tangible reach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to make them so far-fetched that you'll never achieve that expectation. You'll never enjoy that moment. You'll never get past a certain place or time or situation. But
look at the patterns too. Yeah. Like, you can't put an expectation on something if you have nothing to back it up. You know what
exactly.
I mean? If you want somebody, you know, if you're expecting a person to be a certain way,
mm-hmm.
it better be because they're showing you that they are a certain way, right? If you're saying you want somebody to be that way and they never do anything to prove that they're going to be that way,
right?
You're setting yourself up for failure. You know,
you
have to expect what you get. You know,
right? You know, I treat people the way I expect to be treated. Hence the word expect.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations. Expect.
Right.
Not necessarily saying someone's going to treat me that way. I'm very kind. I'm very considerate. I'm very understanding. And I will go out of my way to help someone. And if someone needs me, I will be there for them. I think anyone who I do this for will do the same for me. Well, I will tell you that maybe a small handful of those people you do it for will do it for you. The rest of them will care less because that's not who they are. And you can't put expectations on other people. You can't expect other people to be like you. Everybody has to be themselves. So don't try to change people. I know this from experience. You know, don't let anyone change you. Mm-hmm. Don't change for someone else. Be yourself. If someone can't accept you for who you are in a hot mess or at your best, they don't deserve you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it. In a hot mess or at your best, they do not deserve you. Because if they can't accept you when you're in a hot mess, and all they want to be around is when you're at your best, if they're only there for their own personal gains. They're only there for themselves.
Right.
They're only there to get what they can from you. Because they don't want to be in there when you're in your drama. They don't want to be in there when you're down. Oh, well, you're just a downer when you're like that. No, a real friend will be with you through thick and thin. Trust me, I know, because I have that sitting next to me. I have another one that lives in Pima. I have another one that lives in another state. I do have my small circle of friends that have gone through thick and thin with me and been there for me, and I have been there for them. So it does happen, but I have tons of other friends that don't do shit for me at all. Mm-hmm. They just don't. You think they will. I've done for them, but you think that they would do for me, and they just don't. You can't, when you do something for someone, you have to do it from an unconditional love place. And you have to do it because it's something you want to do, but never expect it in return. You're going to leave yourself going, oh man. I'll never do that again. But then you're going to short yourself on yourself. Because if that's who you are, is to give unconditional love, to be unconditional love, to do and help others, then be you. Just don't expect them to do it back for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think it also applies the other way too. Yes. And I think this is something that people don't realize. That if you're placing expectations on people, that's an indication, and they're not being met, right? That's an indication that that person's probably not compatible, right? Because if it's real, obviously people are not going to meet 100% of your expectation. But when you're talking about, and I'm talking about compatibility in any kind of relationship, I'm not talking about necessarily lovers, I'm talking about any kind of compatibility. There has to be a natural flow to people, right? Like, if you're constantly going, you know, I'm the kind of person that you need to be on time all the time. I'm the kind of person that, you know, I need you to reach out all the time. Or I'm the kind of person that likes my house clean, right? Mm-hmm. If you're around somebody at whatever your expectation is, if you're constantly putting an expectation on somebody and those are not, they're not able to meet those expectations, that's a red flag, right? So, because that person, you're basically, it's the opposite of what you just said, right? Right. It's not that you don't have unconditional love for that person. It's just, you can still love that person, but it just means that your chemistry, your natural flow of life, like you probably can't rely on that person or that person's going to irritate you or you're not going to be able to live with that person. Just have realistic expectations.
Right.
You know, this person is, you know, I definitely would not want to be in a marriage with somebody like that. You know what I mean? Because that you're just, that's going to be an absolute disaster. Everybody has these things that they need in order to be themselves, like you were saying.
Right.
And so if you're not able to, you don't want to put what you want, your expectations for yourself, onto someone else and expect them to meet those expectations, right? That's not, you're forcing compatibility with somebody when you do that.
It has to be a flow.
Right.
And the sad thing is, too, is that don't expect to have a flow with someone who lives far away and you haven't met them face to face yet, because that's a different ball game too. Because people hide things from people when they don't know people, mm-hmm. to protect themselves, to shield themselves from being hurt. So sometimes you have to wait until you meet the person and talk to the person and to see if that person's comfortable with you and you're comfortable with them, and to see where you know, how you feel around one another, and talk about what it is that you want. That's a lot of things, is expectations can be limited when you actually talk to each other to find out what it is that each other likes and don't like.
Right, right, right.
So if you both like a clean house, hey, you know what? There you go. That's one.
Communication.
It's a communication. You have to have communication. You know, if you don't have communication, you're going to just, why the hell is it? Sometimes people don't want to communicate all the time. I get that.
But also, let's say you do communicate, right? If that person isn't willing, and there's nothing wrong with that. That person can completely disagree with you or say that they're going to do something and then they don't do it, right? That's their prerogative, right? That's who they are and they don't want to change, right? Red flag, right? You can't force somebody to meet your expectation. You can communicate with them and see if they're going to follow through. But if they're constantly not following through, that means that you're seeing who they really are and therefore they're not going to change. Do not try to fix them.
Never try to fix anyone. Right. I can teach you that. I can teach you. You can actually go to our other podcast and you can just listen to me babble about that, because I will tell you from experience, most of my life experience, you cannot fix anyone for any purpose. You can guide them. You can offer support. You cannot change a person and you cannot fix a person, because even as ourselves, we have our own issues and we shouldn't expect people to try to fix us. We are perfectly imperfect the way we are. No one is perfect. And we struggle with our own selves and trying to feel like where we fit in and everything else. So imagine someone else that you haven't met yet, or you have met, and they're shy, or they're scared, or are a lot like you, but you don't know that yet because you haven't communicated with each other. You haven't talked to each other about that. You both have been hurt by other people. You can't project your expectations on them and restrict yourselves, because that's a restriction when you expect someone to be like you or do for you without even having a conversation of, okay, what's your do's and don'ts? What's your likes and dislikes? What's your taste on this? What's your spin on that? Do you read? Do you like movies? Do you like music? I mean, there's so many things that you can talk to someone about and ask them, you know, what is it? And I think this song that Onu put has sung here is like, you know, it's from his perspective. Oh, I put my expectations a little too high mm-hmm. for this like relationship, and I, you know, I'm getting hurt from it, right. You know, but I will wait for you day by day to mm-hmm. see how it goes. And it could be because maybe he, in the song, you don't really see it. Maybe he's not communicating enough with the person, or maybe the other person's scared.
Right.
But you don't know that until you're able to communicate. And some people will not communicate unless they're like face to face, or they're ready.
But I will say that you also have to keep in mind that if you're not willing, right? Because even there, if you have an expectation that this will come to an end, that this person will communicate with you, that's still an expectation. And so therefore you have to keep in mind that this person may never. Exactly. They might keep saying they're going to communicate, or let, you know, but they may not never
say anything.
And so, you know, that's an expectation, right? Like you're putting that on. You're like, okay, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt right now.
Right.
But they might never, ever communicate. And so right. you have to just remember that if this is not something that you can handle,
right.
never being able to communicate with somebody, then I would just be like, okay, this is just not going to work out, because...
Move on.
Yeah.
Next!
Anyway, but thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Yes! we can't help it, because we, you know... Us as humans, and you as humans, we've all have struggled. And this song kind of hit home. You know, it is about expectations. And some people struggle with that. And if people realize that even as ourselves, we put too much expectations on ourselves, we need to give ourselves some break. We need to give ourselves mm-hmm, some mm-hmm. self-care. We need to give ourselves some love. You need to love yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, don't go trying to love somebody else if you can't love yourself. I'm telling you that right now. Love yourself first, and then you see where you get your expectations going. Put that on yourself first. Love yourself. What's our next song, Jen?
Our next song is No Parachute.
No Parachute. Yeah. Okay, everybody's flying by the seat of their pants. And we're just going to jump out of that plane with no expectations, with no parachute.
And no wings.
And no wings. And let the wind take us where it may.
Or maybe we have wings, so we'll have to find out.
I don't know. We'll find out. Okay. See you in a bit. It's like he's gonna just go for it, you know? Sorry, we're yeah. back, everybody.
Yeah, we're back.
So it's that song is like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just jump in, dive yeah. in, and just yeah. go and see where it goes, you know? He's taking a chance. He's taking a risk.
Yeah.
He's taking a fall.
Yeah, it's like you have fear, right? Yeah. You had fear in the past, and now you're...
Yeah.
You're just letting yourself go.
You're going to just go for it.
You're
going to
face the fear.
You're going to go for it. You're going to go for
it. It could even be, like, depression, too. Like, yes. There were some lines about, like, being in a cave and, like, having to leave. You're, like,
yeah.
and, or, like, almost like a prisoner being, like, locked up or yeah. whatever. Yeah. So, like, it could also be, like, you know, like a mental thing, right? Like, yeah. maybe you're, like, really, like, sad or, you know, depressed or something. And you're finally getting out and trying to change things, right? So
or you don't like change.
Mm-hmm.
And... because I'm not one for, I don't really care for change. It trips me up, but then I just roll with it. But, you know, I had to talk myself off that ledge. Yeah. And it could be like that, too, because you just like, okay, well, you know, it's something I cannot control. But if I want to move forward, I just have to go for it. You know, I have to roll with it. I have to move forward with it. So without a parachute, here I go. Just dive into the world. Jump, jump, jump. No parachute.
All right, so the next song is Walk With You.
Walk With You. Can I walk with you? I want to walk with you.
I really like that song.
Can I walk with you? It kind of reminds me of someone who had someone from their past.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a little crush from their past that used to say, can I walk with you? And they would walk together, and now they're older.
Uh-huh.
And they remember walking together, and it's a little different because they're older, but there's still this fondness about being around each other, and, you know, they walk together, and it's, and the walking, and the me is still, reminds me of you. It's still you and me, or me and you, you know, and it makes me think of Taman's music. And I just find it kind of lovely how the boys kind of have songs that intermix or play off or have subtle tones or words from Taman's albums, like the You and Me and just other elements that we've seen in Key's songs and Minho's songs. And this, I knew the word, I knew the Korean word for you and me. And I was like, ah, and it made me think of Taman because I said it. And it's just like, and this is really cute. This is a sweet song. It has a nice little, it almost kind of gives me a little bit of a Hawaiian or an island.
Yeah, I was going to say island. It reminded me of Body Rhythm, but like not a sexy song.
Right. Like it's a lovely...
Or a summer kind of a vibe, you know?
Like, reminiscing with a good person, a good friend.
It could even be referring to somebody who's passed. Like, but you're at a point in your life where you've kind of, like, you've gotten over it, or you're, like, you're looking at it from a mature perspective where you're no longer in sadness.
Right.
So, like, you've accepted the fact that this person is no longer here.
Yeah.
But the memories are still there, and you're almost, like, asking them to, like, maybe there's something going on in your life, and you're wanting them to be there for you, but they're not able to be there. But you're not sad about it. It's more of a bittersweet kind of a feeling. Yeah.
Because no matter where I walk, it's always you and me. It's always you.
Right.
So... Yeah, it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sweet.
It is. We've come to the last song.
Yeah.
It is called Always.
And
If he sings that, if it's a cover, I'll be shocked.
Well, you never know. I think he can pull it off in his own way.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
Oh, I know. I mean, this boy's got a great, great voice. All of the boys do, but... I mean, I would pay $100 to sit in the audience just to hear him sing classical music all night. $200, $300, $400. The closer I can get to that stage, the more I would pay. Because when I'm stressing and I need to quiet my mind,
yes,
it's his music I put on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And to be honest, like, there's a few songs on this album that I would actually put on just a regular playlist because they're upbeat.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, like, a lot of his music is very mellow.
Right.
There were a lot of times, like, me and you were just sitting here and we're like, da-da-da-da, you know, so it could go on a normal playlist, too.
Yes. It's not, he's really surprising me with his last few albums. I'm like, wow, he's really, you know, he's advanced from... the mellow
into
more, I wouldn't say pop, because that's more
I mean,
shiny.
It's still mellow, but there's a vibe to it.
Yeah, more of a vibe. Much more of a vibe.
Yeah.
And different, like, genre sections.
And a good variety, too.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so lovely. It's very lovely.
Okay, we're going to go listen to Always. Really? And then we'll be back.
No.
Bye.
Okay, thank you again, Jinky. You're making me want to cry. I don't care what anyone says. If their songs mean anything to anyone, this is for Taemin. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
This song was just like a hug.
It was. Just like,
it was a comforting hug.
It's okay, I'm here. Type of song.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to say. I mean, it's just a song. It could be about anything, like any kind of comfort.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if your nights are long, you're in darkness.
Yeah.
Just long, you know? Tonight will be gone, and it'll be yesterday, and you'll have today. Mm-hmm. And it's all about getting through. And it's moving forward, keep moving, getting through. It's going to be okay. And it talks about anxiety. And I suffer from anxiety from hell. I only can speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for Jen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people. I have a niece that has anxiety. And sometimes you get just in these episodes and these panic attacks that you can't even sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like you're being swallowed up by the darkness. And it's nice to know that even in that darkness, there's someone else there.
Right.
That is the light. They're going to be by your side. They're your light. They may not be physically by your side, but they're sending you love.
Right, right.
And so this, oh my God, and his voice on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I did like the lyrics, too, about how it was like, he was in the day, right? He kept saying he was in the day and that person was in the night.
Right.
And how, you know, even though it's, you know, it might be actually the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or he might be okay, right? Because you can use it metaphorically, like he's in the day, like he might be going, might be fine, not be going anything. But
right.
He doesn't care. It's like he's absorbing or he's taking in this person's night.
Right.
Metaphorically.
Right.
He makes into himself,
right?
Or, you know, into his reality.
Right. And he'd make it unchanged.
Right. And he'll go, like, walk into their night.
Right.
And spend time there,
right?
You know,
it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have someone like that, you know, in your life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he can make me cry all the time.
But you know what, his music,
they
is
all
like,
do actually.
You know, his albums, and I think we've said this before on another one of his albums. I don't remember which one, but like, He's the member of Shiny that always has these comforting songs, you know, like, you know, I'm here for you.
Yes.
I'll be there for you if things are bad, you know, these uplifting songs.
Very supportive songs.
Right, right.
And he is their leader, but he just chooses
to look at the cup half full.
Yeah, you know, and these songs, and no matter who they're for, whether they're for him, Shiny's world, you know, he just puts his own element on it, that you find comfort in his music. You find a healing in his music. You find strength. And you do that with all the boys. They all have certain songs, certain things that give you the comfort or the healing and stuff. But there is just something...
When you listen to his music, it's like he's specifically talking to you.
Right.
Like, it could be applied to anybody. Like,
right.
It's this broad kind of like, you know what, you need me to lift you up. Do you need a hug? Do you need... You know what I mean?
Right.
It's very... Like, with the other members, they have very specific things that they focus on.
Right.
And it's not that they don't have a song or two that doesn't have, like, a comforting word or something like that. But I think they all have a different... focus.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's just with Onu specifically, his is more like, he has this positive thing to him,
yes.
Right? With a lot of the other members, you know, we've talked about this, you know, Taemin, he's very more on the darker side.
Right.
He is also on the darker side. He just conceals it with this really upbeat music. Right.
Right.
Where Onu is very positive. Like, right. Some of these songs are very sad, there was still this, like, either bittersweetness about it or,
right.
like, this really nice, like, cool vibe. Or you just, like, it was almost like, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel kind
right.
of thing, you know? Like, it was never, I'm never going to go all the way, like, down into the depths of despair and never get out. It's
right.
like, there's always something better.
There's always hope.
Right.
There's always hope.
Right.
And I think that's, and he even has a song that had hope in it, if I remember correctly, on one
yeah.
of his albums.
Right, yeah.
So there's always hope. And he is the lighthouse, in a sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this Japanese album,
mm-hmm.
That is where
yes.
the lighthouse is.
Yeah.
And I love that song. Every time mm-hmm. I hear it, I'm like, crank it up! So I love that song. So, but each one of the boys gives us something very unique about themselves. But when I need comfort,
mm-hmm.
I have my own playlist for Jinky, and I listen to all his music. His voice slows my tracks down, and I probably have like 10 trains running at one time, so I got like all this stuff going on in my head,
mm-hmm.
and I can't focus sometimes, or I'm trying to do too much at once, and but that's what happens when you're a creative person and you start something and you get frustrated with it and you can't finish it, and then you put it down and you go start something else. But yet, even while you're starting something else, that one's still yelling at you in the background. You're not done with me. What are you doing? And then I have like 10 projects going in research and this and that. And I'm like, fire into torpedoes. And my train just derailed. And I could put Onu on, and I don't know what it is, but I slow down and I just like work through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know who we were listening to. There was one person before the Lion song came on when we were in there, and I like hit a new level on my one game because it just quieted my mind, and I was like, playing a game, but yet the song was just my brain was like, oh, I can relax. So it's hard, and it's hard when you balance darkness and light, because that's what a person who has anxiety, you're trying to balance darkness and light because you sway between the two. It depends on what upsets you, what's, you know, driving you crazy, or what's, what you can't get done, or you start to panic, or something triggers you, and you're, like, all over the place, you know, and then if you don't catch control of it, immediately you start spiraling downwards, and then I actually get vertigo and get dizzy, and then, you know, I'm like, okay, and I will tell people when I'm playing a video game, if you hear my face smack my keyboard, it's because I passed out. It's because the room is spinning right now. And it's not because, like, I'm drunk or something. It's because I have too much going on in my head. I'm trying to quiet it down. I'm playing a video game. And I'm trying to relax. And I got music going. I'm trying to listen to them. I'm trying to call out calls. Or I'm playing by myself. And I just... I'm replaying. I'm a Virgo. So I'm replaying everything over and over again. And everything just, I overanalyze and overanalyze and overanalyze because I am the type of person, I will tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And 9 times out of 10, people can't handle the truth. But the problem is I find it very hard for people to tell me the truth. And I don't know why. If you are truthful, that saves a lot of problems. I'm that simple. Just tell me the freaking truth. Tell me the truth, be done with it, move on. You don't like me? Fine. I don't like you. Let's go. Bye. you don't want nothing to do with me in that aspect? Okay, you just want to be friends. Okay, that's fine. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't like what I did there? Okay, well, you know what? That's fine. Let's not compare notes here on who didn't like what, but I'm glad you told me. Mm-hmm. Because if you told me, then how can I fix this? Well, I'm sorry. If I upset you, I'm sorry I upset you. What was it that I said or did that upset you? You know, that's how you fix things. You don't fix things by pointing out someone's flaws. You fix things by saying, well, I didn't like how you made me feel. And this is what you said that made me feel that way. Mm-hmm. But most people don't do that. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also, too, like, they're scared of how people are going to react. You know, there's a lot of people, I'll admit, you know, it's hard to take criticism, right? Like, even if it's said in a nice way, right? Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, you don't necessarily agree, right, with that person, or you don't understand, right?
Right.
So it's hard. So I understand why people get afraid to, I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, right. But it's something that, you know, you have to work on.
But the world would be less of a mess if mm-hmm. people were honest.
Yep, that's true.
People who have anxiety wouldn't suffer as much if people were honest. And if we were honest with ourselves.
And honest in a nice way.
Yes.
And also, if you're the receiver of that honesty, to also be kind, too.
Yeah.
Like, to not, because people's emotions get in the way, right?
Yes.
People get angry or they, you know, they get... They're triggers, you know, they have all these triggers that come up. They feel like they're being personally attacked or whatever
and
it is.
I'm good for that. I know I know you're not trying to hurt me when you tell me the truth, but I'd rather you tell me the truth. Yeah, it might trigger something mm-hmm. that, because of what I've been through, but you know what? I went through that because they didn't tell me the truth.
Right.
And if you tell me the truth, I might blow up, depending on what it is. But at least I'm big enough to say I'm sorry. And I will do it properly. Or I would say, thank you. I'm glad you told me because I didn't know I was doing that. You know, because sometimes people aren't aware that they are doing things that hurt other people's feelings.
Right.
You know, but... The anxiety though suffers. So this last song he did, there's a few songs on this album of his that just a couple make me cry, but they slow my mind down. His voice slows my mind down. And I could think, I could probably paint to his music.
Oh, probably.
With no problem, mm-hmm. you know. But.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really love it. Now I can't wait for Shinee's comeback. And I can't wait for Taemin's comeback. Yay! I really can't wait. I really can't wait. Because Key did a great job with his stuff. Onu did a great job with his stuff. Minho did a great job with his stuff. We all just want Taemin. We want to see his stuff. And then we want all the boys on stage. Singing together, giving us a grand old time.
Yep.
Because that would be so awesome. So, anyway, I guess that's going to be it.
Yep.
For that is our psychology lesson and music. but no. And like I said, you know, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm around. So send us a message on our Facebook group. We have a group and we have a page. So find us, talk to us, join our group, leave a review, like our videos, Our IG, send us messages, follow us. If you follow us and I'm not aware of who you are, like, that you are, because I get so many people that follow us, but I want to follow people that are actually Shawwals and mm-hmm. not just people that have, like, businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
So let me know if you are on IG with us and in our group and on our Facebook page, and then I'll follow you guys back. So we'll give you a follow for follow as long as you're with us in all three sections. Mm-hmm. So until next time, this will be the end of this, and we'll pick you guys up and talk to you again on something else. Hopefully we'll have something with Shiny or Taemin, and or I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
We'll cover something. Yeah. If it's not for Jung or if it's for the boys. But until then, please take care. Be safe. Love you guys. Take care out there, Shiny World. And love you. Bye. And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at rshawwasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawwasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page, and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawwasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawwa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there, that Facebook page is at rshawwasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawwa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description of this podcast.